Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Mindful Monday. We go short and sweet out here, and I'd like to say good evening to each and every one of you out there. You know, the voice does the work. I've always been told that, and our voice resonates with life because it is so. It can touch the lives of others, the caring and the compassion imbued in your voice hangs passion to the listener and striking his or her heart and causing it to sing out. The human voice summons something profound from deep within and can even compel a person into action. The voice does the work. We have to be careful how we use our voice, the things that we say with our voice. And I had a cousin that constantly reminded me of that. She is no longer with us. She passed away this Saturday. And she was my favorite cousin, but I'll tell you the story about her. You know how you meet a person and you're pleasant and you're friendly and you start hanging out and doing things together? And she would say, you know, you look like my mother. You remind me of my mother. And I said, yeah, really, what's your mother's name? And she said, Mildred. And then a couple of months later, she said, you know, your hands and your feet, just looks like my mom's hands and feet. And I said, really? So we kept on talking, and she was talking about some of her family, and she said, called one of her uncle's name. And I said, Uncle Benny. I said, did he have two other brothers? And I called the brother's name, and she said, I don't know. I'll ask my mother. Well, come to find out that her mother's father and my grandfather were brothers, okay? And her mom told her, she said, you know, we know where James is. We don't know where Herman went. And she said, well, we found him because she's right over here with me. So you never know who you're up and around. It's always great to be kind, to be considerate, to have some humility, to try to understand and see past the surface of people, because you never really know who you're talking to. And I'm going to tell you out here, we're all connected. Her name was PG. And some people would call her Phyllis. And when they say Phyllis, we didn't know who she was talking about. But her name was PG, Phyllis Glover. She is no longer with us. But I know in the belief system that there's no beginning and there's no end. So when that car breaks down, you know, it needs to have a go to the shop and be worked out. So she's going to come back here being a Rolls Royce, but I'd like to play a little bit of this for her. And this is dedicated to my cousin, Phyllis Glover, PG. We love you.
I've got to get over and all. I've got to get
That's right. That's for my cousin PG, to all her girls, Naya, Ashley, Ani, her grandkids, sisters and brothers. You know, she wants you to keep moving forward out there because you know she's up there flashing colors, telling everybody what to do with that big, beautiful smile on her face. And she would not want you to do anything but continue to move forward. So that was for my cousin, Phyllis Glover, and we called her PG. Okay, very talented family. Singers, dancers, rappers, just talented, just voices like birds, okay? So I know everybody's up there having a party while they're flying over the rainbow. And to move on to another note, the National Congress of Black Women is an organization that's been around a while. The National Congress of Black Women is the head president of the National is Dr. E. Faye Williams. Well, there's a Los Angeles chapter here. And I have had the opportunity of going to several of their events, and I want to tell you something. They believe in facilitating activities and modeling programs for youth, starting from the ages of, like, I think 13 to 19, then they move from 19 to 25, and then they move on to the adults. But it's about recognition, health, and education. It's about the young people out here, and this particular organization is about sustainability for our culture, for our communities, for our youth. And I've had the opportunity to attend several of their events, and they are really, really the ones. You know, here, we're Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. We educate, we unify, we communicate, but it's all about the youth, and it's all about the collaboration. I have some guests coming on. You've spoken with one, which is Chaz, and I have Amber Allen. She's a young lady that's very talented. She's a songwriter. She's a vocalist. And, you know, I believe in putting opportunities out there, you know, coming from a family of musicians, you know, with my bed being the guitar case backstage, traveling on the road with my family at an early age. I've been around music a long time, so I recognize the talents in people, and I know that they just need to get out there and express. So anytime I get an opportunity to do that, I do that. But I want to play something, and I just want you to listen to this, and then we're going to bring them on. And later on, you give me a call. Give me a call, and you tell me what you think, okay? This is Amber Allen and Chaz. They got this together because I asked them to do it. Just listen to it.
Breaking up with Linda McMahon.
You ready, girl?
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care.
Well, there's that jingle, folks. You're going to be hearing that a lot. And that is from Amber, Allen, and Chaz. And they worked very, very hard. Jingles are not easy to write, okay, because they're short. But they did what they needed to do. And I just wanted to thank, let you hear it, because it's first to your ears. And I want to bring them on, and we're going to talk about it. I'm looking here. Amber, are you on the line with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan?
I am here, and I am wide awake.
Okay. Very good. So you say stay woke. Stay woke up there.
Stay woke.
Chaz, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, I am, and I'm awake too.
Okay, well, you know, they heard about you when we brought Phil on, you know, because you produced that, and now here Amber is, and later on down the line, want Amber to bring on more stuff. But I just wanted you guys to come on to let you know and to put that appreciation out there to do that. I like it. I hope the audience will like it, and they're going to hear more. They'll hear more from you. But I'd like to ask you a question, Amber. You're very, very skilled.
Yeah.
Is this in your family? Did you come from a family of musicians? Can we get a little bit of information here? Where did this music talent come from?
Oh, absolutely. My family, actually, I was the one who was scared to sing because all the singers were so good. My aunt, the late Denise LaSalle, she is a famous blues singer. She is also in the House of Blues Hall of Fame. She, a lot of people know her songs, Trapped by the Thing Called Love. You know, she has so many songs. Lady in the Streets, one of her songs. My dad is also the late Nathaniel Allen Jr. He sang for years and years and has a lot of tracks that are actually still in rotation in Europe, which is pretty cool. And he has helped manage my aunt as well and did opening shows for her. My cousin Keith Allen, he sang for Yolanda Adams and other gospel artists, and he actually just was in the Jingle Jangle film on Netflix, which he's done a lot of music things in that particular show. And I have cousins as well that are in the industry, musicians, Ron Allen, Deshaun Allen. A lot of us are just in the game, still making it happen. It's pretty awesome.
Yes, and you can feel it. You can feel it. I wanted to get the background because I was introduced to you through Chaz, you know, as far as you guys collaborating and working together. And I said, let me, and I heard your voice. And I said, oh, I want to hear her voice. I like her voice. I know about Delish LaSalle and the further back, so it's in the blood. So that's how it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Chaz, you guys work together. I mean, I know that you do the studio thing, and how long have you guys known each other?
Oh man, I've known Chaz over 10 years. When I first moved to LA, I was 21, and I only mainly danced. I was very nervous about singing because, like I said, I was very much heavy in the dancer entertainment world, and he asked me if I could dance for Phil. That was my first time meeting Phil through Chaz and a friend of mine named Kim. And we all just became actually like great friends and family since then. You know, I threw a lot of Christmas parties. You know, this is my season to thrive, the holiday season. I go crazy. I start on November 1st. I'm serious like that. And so I throw these banging Christmas parties, and Chaz and, you know, his family would come, and we just been tight ever since, you know. So it's been great. He's very talented.
Well, you guys work very, very well together. And Chaz, you know, I know that how he, you know, okay, well, let me check with Amber and stuff. And I wanted Chaz to be on here because this is a collaboration of Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And you guys worked it. And I, you know, social distancing, I was not coming in the studio. So I had to talk it. And I just want to shout it out there because it's what you do, you know. And a lot of people, they know music, they hear things, but they do not really understand the work that goes into that, you know, just to
get five seconds,
just to get the things. And I just wanted to have you come on because I like it, and it'll be many other things because we must keep people woke out here to do what we have to do. And because you guys have that talent, and you have that you have a lot of, you're young, okay? I'm not going to say you might be 2 years older than me, but you know you're out there, and that's very important because I believe in each one teaching the next one, and that's how that sustainability stays. So you don't know. Being in theater, people say, oh my God, the theater is not full. It's only 50 people in there. Well, if it's only one, the show will go on because it won't take but that one to put it out there.
Yep,
so that's
yep.
what I believe right. in. Giving, you know, you don't hide anything. Give people their propers. Let them know you appreciate them. Share. It's about sharing and caring. You don't know who might need something out there, and they need to know that you guys are around and can get it done. Okay, everybody is going through a change, a shut in, a lot of, you know, studios aren't, you know, a lot of things aren't happening, but musicians and people that are about music, they have to do music. It's like a pit bull. You know, people say, oh, don't fight the dog. No. Pit bulls are fighters. That is how they live, okay? Musicians are about music. They eat, sleep, and breathe it. The true ones, okay? Coming up with falling over
right.
as many. You know I know, falling over as many cymbals and people, and you turn around and you got 15 people in your living room and say, do you ever go home? And if you're the one in the kitchen cooking, you have to cook for all 15. So
all 15, yeah.
Everybody becomes a family. So with Chaz, I know you guys are very, very close. Chaz, let me ask you, I know she was driving you crazy because I kept saying, let me in. So what did you feel about that? I love it. I know.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm the silent type, but I enjoy doing that for you, Linda. It's true. We all should learn how to collaborate and communicate with each other because in this day and age, people spend so much time on the computer that they don't really have time for the essence of true talk, true communication. So it's very important.
Yeah.
Well, you have to communicate. That's how relationships are built. I believe in building relationships and keeping them no matter what. The things that I get connected into could stem from 10 and 15 years back. But if, as I stated earlier, if you're kind, if you, you know, compassionate, and if you see past surface, see, some individuals just want to look with what's there, right there. You have to go a little bit deeper because most of the time that's masks and that's facades, and we have to break through that, and that's why I spoke about the National Congress of Black Women. Been looking for organizations. You know, I'm affiliated with many, many organizations, but cultural organizations and people that are about moving the youth and are about teaching and that are about education and women that are empowering and strong, and they're secure. And when I say they're secure, you don't have to worry about walking in the room and somebody rolling their eyes at you talking about your blue shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has time for that. And
they're going to do it anyway, whether you walk in with blue shoe, black shoe, you know, they feed off of the good energy. They need it, so they got to roll their eyes something because you bring in all that good stuff, and sometimes it just intimidates them so much they don't know what else to do but roll their eye. It's okay.
Well, I just tell them to take aspirin, go to the bathroom, or put on some sunshades because the shine. The sun is here.
That's
you
right.
Know, but we have to grab our young children. We have to let them see about collaborating and unifying. It's good to unify, but you have to mobilize when you unify, and that means you have to take that unity and take action with it. And in order to take that action, it has to build a family like you guys have over there. Through your everybody has to be happy, bright, and light in order to get the job done. And that's what we have to work on. So that is why I do what I do. That is why I've always been given opportunities. I've always been with some brick walls through in my face, too. But, you know, I like those brick walls because I'm a stubborn young man. And I said, if I run into a brick wall, it must be something on the other side of it. So I got to go through it. Okay. So
I got to go through and see what's happening on the other side. Why they hiding it?
Yeah. Why are you trying to keep me from going through? Okay, let me see what's on the other side. So that's what I feel when I meet persons such as yourself. Meet Chaz. He told me about Phil, and then, oh, you know, we did this, and who is this? And Amber, you know, I like hearing that because that's what it takes to get the job done. It really takes that. We have to work together as a unit. And it's very, very important with the, I call it a new beginning. Some people say the new way or whatever, with the different changes and what we're going through. It's the strength that we give each other, the empowerment, the uplifting.
Mm-hmm,
we're here, we
mm-hmm.
have to uplift. We can't tear down
any
longer.
Absolutely.
And it gives me great pleasure just to be able to do this. People say, well, what are you guys? No. When the pandemic started, I didn't know what to do. I'm saying, oh, my God, I'm active. Can't get out to my meetings. Can't get to my civic people. Can't get to my groups. Oh, my God, I haven't had on pairs. What am I going to do? And some say, go hit the button. Because I've been waking up with Linda McShann since 2013. We started a wake up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get anybody to come on the show because they was just getting home at 6 o'clock. And they say, I'm not going to be on that show at no 7 o'clock in the morning. So I had to revamp and change it to way. But we've been around a long time. And the main purpose is about uplifting and encouraging and just giving people opportunities. My first co-host that I had, she called herself Little Nene. She was 13 years old, and she could spin on a dime, okay? She was my co-host. Yes. I'll send you a picture. She had a jingle. I had been watching her since she was about 8 years old. And she would go on people's shows. She was like a little interviewer with red carpets in the industry and stuff. And she's an actress and a dancer and all of that. Beautiful. And I said, you know what, Nene, you always come on people's shows and make that. I say, don't you want to do? Come be my co-host. And she said, okay. I said, let me see your clock. Bring me your clock. She brought me her layout, and my mouth flew open. I said, so when she came on with her stuff ready, she had callers coming from New York, Chicago. I was just working the buttons. And they was asking me questions, and I was just saying, handle it. Because she would talk to teens. Her thing was teens are talking. So she would talk about the things that teens would talk about. Well, I haven't seen her in a while.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. I think she should be about 17 now. And I've seen a picture of her, and we can't call her Little Nene no more. I don't even think she uses that
name. She's grown up.
But, Yeah, she's grown. But she was my co-host, and I loved every minute of it. So it's about reaching back. We also, for youth events, we do red carpets. We're Steps to Success. So we like to roll out those carpets 100 feet. I like big, long carpets. And the reason why is I don't think you should get all dressed up and take two steps. I need to see you strut.
I know, that's right. You got to strut. So you need time. Let them see it. If you got something good, you know, give them something to look at. That's what they say.
Yeah, you want to get out there. And stretch. So those things, they'll be, you know, it can be done. Everything is done virtually. We'll open back up again. But that's how I got introduced to her, because she would be in a little interviewer on those carpets, because we did youth events. It was youth programs, youth award shows, just like the Grammys. We did youth.
Right.
So I knew she could spin on a dime. So it's about reaching back, each one, teach one. So I have an opportunity to work with masters like yourself, even though I come from when you talk about putting it in the vamp, I think what happened with our situation, I needed to talk with you because I knew that you knew what I was talking about, but I wasn't there to explain it. And by you not, but after I explained it, then it was in the pocket. It was like, okay. I hear she got it, but it's a pleasure for me to have young adults like yourself or persons like yourself that are working together, that are demonstrating the unification, that are dealing with the kind, that are sharing and caring. In order to get something done, we don't have egos and we don't have arrogance. You just get, and you guys don't do that. And you can feel it. You know, you can feel the love. So it was my pleasure. I wanted the both of you to come on and talk. And I know Chaz is busy and Phil is busy. And I play him. I'm going to play him before I leave off of here. Because Phil wants us to remember yesterday. And that's what we have to do. And what struck me with him he said what he thought after Chaz had wrote it, that he thought about the ancestors, you know, how hard they had worked.
Yeah.
And so we have to remember that, and that stuck in my heart. So that song and feel and will always be in my heart just for those few remarks,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I have to say. And Chaz, I need you, you know I have to pull stuff. You know, I'm chatty catty over here. You know, I can go for 2 hours straight and don't take a breath.
I love it.
No, you're going to say something. You're going to come out of all that shyness. See, you bring out all your stuff when you making them notes, them B clefs and G clefs and B flats and all that other stuff. Okay, that's how you communicate. I want to hear something. Talk to me. Talk to
okay.
me. What, yeah.
what you want to
talk
about?
Yeah, come on, Chaz. Don't be acting shy now. Because Chaz was making all kind of noise in the studio. We get ready to record, and he'd get the crackling chips and stuff.
Okay.
And the microphone. I say, hey, Chaz. Hey. You know,
okay.
he want to be quiet now, but he be real loud in the studio, Linda. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, no, I know. I know, that's why I say this, making them B-flats and C-sharps and jotting them down, and you listening saying, no, we're going to put this over here. Well, no, we're going to lay this over here. I love musicians. I love music because I tell everyone, living with a musician is hazardous to your health. Because you will go in the studio on a Monday and come out the next Monday and don't know what day it is.
Yeah, and don't even know what day it is. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I know, because you're into your thing, you know, and you have your opportunity. And there's, like, individuals out there, and I, you know, my people are like, they've been around a long time, so I'll say, hey, what you think? And they'll say, I don't know, no, I don't like that, blah, blah, blah. But this is people that I had to sit up. I've gone in many studios, but I like to work with that engineer. I like to watch the board, because when you know the
mm-hmm.
music and you know where everything goes, I can call you in and say, excuse me, tell him to bring up number 22.
Number 5.
I don't hear them hi-hats, okay? See, that's the money. Them engineers,
mm-hmm.
everything has to be mixed down and put together, but you need to have someone there to watch it. To make sure,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to return back in there next week, okay? You want to knock it out this week. So I had a lot of experience with that, but I love studio. I love studio work. I just love being in the studio, just to be in there.
Yeah, it's
you know,
good. It's a good environment.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, it's happy. With,
yeah.
Unless you popping, what were you popping? Potato chips in the microphone, Chaz?
Oh no, see my mics
my
are so sensitive. They catch stuff down the street, you know. So I always say before we start recording, okay, anybody need to breathe or anything? And
okay.
then everybody says no, and then as soon as we get ready to push record, we hear a and we look back and it'd be Chaz.
And Chaz over there crunching on something, huh? Well,
with his little sweet face, like, was it me, you know?
Yeah, annoying. He's like that little mischievous kid, okay?
Yeah.
You can hear it in
you
his voice. You know he's mischievous. You hear it in his voice. You know,
he's doing it on purpose. He'd be like, let me go ahead and eat a bite real fast. Let me just see if they're going to say something. You know, he'd be
well,
trying.
Amber, where's my Jackson? You have a young son that
Ooh.
I said hello to him. And he came on the telephone and said hello, and he just put me into another zone. Jackson, I want Jackson to come on the show. We're going to have a young adult show. I want Jackson to let me know if he's going to come on my show.
He was trying to be in the interview before. Come on, Jackson, it's your turn. He's been waiting. Look,
okay.
Are you ready now to be on the radio? He was waiting by the door. I said, Jackson, please, climb on the bed, Jackson. Like, he ready to go, Miss Linda. I can't believe it. Come on. Say
hello, Linda McShane.
I'm Linda McShane.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. How are you doing? I am so glad you came on to speak with me. I love your voice. I asked your mommy to put you on because I'd like to know eventually if I have some young adults come on, if you would like to be a part of that, if you would like to do a children's day or something like that. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you, and I'll ask your mommy, and she'll have to direct you. I'd like to have you kind of like make a list of the stuff that you would like to talk about, okay?
The Christmas tree.
You, what did you say, Jasmine?
I'm going to have a Christmas tree.
You have a Christmas tree. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to come over there and put an ornament on that Christmas tree. I love Christmas trees.
Come over and put on an ornament?
Yeah.
Tell her what kind of ornament you want her to bring.
A Santa Claus. A Santa Claus.
A funny one? He wants me to bring him a what?
A Santa Claus.
A Santa Claus?
A Santa Claus.
Okay. And if I can't get over there, I'm going to send it over there to you. Because Ms. Linda might be here for Christmas and might not. I'm still debating. I'm kind of like chicken over here, you know. I need to have some encouragement. I'm really thinking about it. But I'll find you a Santa to put on the tree. And I'd like to know, will you take me a picture for me and let me have a picture of your tree?
Are you going to let her have a picture?
Yeah.
You are?
Okay.
All right, so sing Where Santa with Linda McShane. Say it. You're singing it all day. Where Santa?
I know. I love it, but he has to make me a list, Amber, what he'd like to talk about, and he can tell me who else he would like to come on and talk. Oh, yeah, he's ready, okay? I'm young. Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it. How old is Jackson? Three?
3 years old.
3 years old, going on 30. Okay. Okay.
Going on 30, and he already wooing a lady. He's saying, hey, pretty lady.
Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
Pretty lady.
Oh, I love it. You like those pretty ladies, huh?
You like pretty ladies? Brother, slow down, brother.
Yeah, mommy, you gonna have to put those chains out there. He already looking at the pretty ladies at 3 o'clock. That's because he has pretty ladies around him. He knows pretty as mommy's pretty.
I
he
know.
Knows what he like. He knows.
That's
what
I
like.
Say. I say he not gonna be bringing no scallywag or what they call them, boogaloos or whatever they be calling them. Because he's gonna say mommy and her lady friends look nice.
Okay.
Jackson, stop preaching.
Okay,
you
no, you got to put it out there. But you know what, Amber, Allen, Chaz, you know, I'm getting ready to wrap it up. I just wanted to show my appreciation. I wanted to hear it. I wanted you to hear it. I wanted you to hear it coming from here. And I really, really know that it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task. And it's just a few seconds, but the less it is, the harder it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, we thank you.
Yeah.
I said, we thank you. It was really cool. We really enjoyed it.
I know.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
Well, you take us to different levels, and I'm doing it because there's going to be more experiences to come because you don't know. It's like the doors, you know, all you have to do is that doorknob turns, you step over the threshold. Like you say, you don't know what's on the other side, but each one teaches one. And like I said, I come from we got sort of like the same family background. Mine goes on the other side, but you come from the musicians that eat it, sleep it, and breathe it all through your bloodline. I'm used to those. It got to be right. It got to be in the pocket. It's like, you know, when the digital came in, it made it a little easier. But I come from the school where you had to really get down. So it had to be right there. You know, with the technology, everything is blended in. But when when you count down and that drummer, I'll share this story and then I'm going to have to wrap it up. I had a friend that he did a tribute to Nat King Cole, and he was just singing a balladeer, and so he had the tribute, and he said, "Linda Mac, I want you to be my stage manager." I say, "Really?" He said, "Yes." Yeah. So I said, "Okay." So we was in there, and they were rehearsing, and they sound like the I said, "Excuse me, gentlemen, when he raises his hand, bring it down, because he's not plugged into an electric socket. He's going to blow his voice trying to sing over you. You got to come up under him, right?" So I was a percussionist all through school. And so I asked the drummer, I said, "Sir, may I?" Because you know that's his baby. You got to ask permission. You don't know him, but nobody's stuff. I had on a suit. I raised that dress up past my thighs. I sit on that stool, and I took my foot in there. I said, "Boom, boom, you got to kick that." And he was in shock. I said, "Kick it, because you are the controller here. You are the one that brings them down." I say, "So you got to kick that." I can't say what I said, but I said, "You got to kick it, and kick it like this." Mm-hmm. Because when he raises that hand, you got to kick it, because you got to bring them down. And those young men was a little bit upset with me, but you think I cared. The show went on. Yeah. It was a beautiful show, and my brother did not get his voice blown out. Okay? No, this is this is not the Ringling, whatever you think it is. This is not, y'all, the horns is over here trying to outdo the piccolos and the flutes. Excuse me? You know, no, that's not going to work. So you, drummer, you got to kick it. You are the controller. When I started playing in high school, in junior high, my band director told me that if I miss a beat, the band would die, because I'm the heartbeat, and I never forgot
that's
that.
That's right.
And on that note, Amber, Allen, and Chance,
yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you, guys. I'm going to play my jingle again, because I want to go out with
Woo-hoo!
It. I love you. And Amber,
you will
come back on. You will come back on, bringing
yes,
some of your stuff.
Yes, ma'am, I will be back.
Okay.
I will bring whatever you want to hear. I'm going to bring the heat.
I want to hear what you got, okay? You know I'm old school, but it don't matter. I like all genres,
it's
gonna
okay?
Be good.
I
want to
hear
fit
your
soul.
Stuff. It's going to reach all. It's timeless music. It's going to be all right. You're going to love
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm going to take this out with my jingle. I love my jingle. I hope everybody else do too, and if you don't, I love it. I love you guys. I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
Love
thank you,
you
so much. And thank you, Chess.
Thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Amber.
Chaz, don't be no potato chips in the studio. That
yeah.
is my directive. Good night.
I'll see
you
there.
Breaking up with Linda.
You ready, girl.
Jerry
Cash.
Yeah. Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.